I'm going to start this morning by talking about Relate Care, an Irish healthcare communications consultancy company, an outsourcing organisation too. It's creating the jobs in its new facility in Tralee, being opened this morning by Taoiseach Micheál Martin. I'm delighted to say on the line we have Eileen Payne, who is Chief Operating Officer with Relate Care. Eileen, good morning to you and thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Gerry. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Tell me, what is Relate Care? What do you do? And tell me about the expansion plans.
So we are a healthcare support and consultancy organisation. We work with healthcare organisations to help them transform their patient journey, to help them, allow them to focus on the medical needs and have us help them to alleviate the administrative burdens and so on. And we provide administrative support and clinical advice to a number of those. So we have been in existence since 2013, 2014, and we're now and we have a large number of employees across Ireland and the US. But now we're expanding into Kerry because we're looking for another footprint and another hub model in Ireland. So that's what's brought us to today.
Okay, why Tralee?
Truly, I think, you know, when we were looking at locations around the country, it's a really good hub in terms of technology, other companies, the support we got from Enterprise Ireland, the welcome we got, I think, from pretty much everyone in Kerry showed us what level of support and partnership there would be here, the calibre of candidates that would be available to us, proximity to MTU and that pool of people, and then of course the proximity to the Corcaguina Gaeltacht area for Irish speakers for some of our Irish based clients was really attractive as well.
Okay, so all of those factors coming into and based at the Munster Technological University campus.
Yes, indeed. We're in the Innovation Centre on the Kerry Technology Park right next to them.
Okay. What kind of roles are you looking for in terms of the jobs? What kind of people will you be looking to hire?
So we'll be looking, there'll be a wide number of roles as we build. Primarily at the beginning and right now, we're looking for frontline access to care staff who can help with patient scheduling, patient support, that sort of work. We'll also be looking for support function, quality, training staff, management as we grow. I think actually our first IT support person starting with us next week here. So there's going to be a vast number of roles over the next year or so.
Yeah, this is it's excellent news for the area, excellent news for the county as well. And are you confident that the hiring will go okay? And is that one of the reasons why you located here, that you're confident there's a pool of skilled staff available?
Absolutely, yes. You know, in talking to other people who are located here from other companies and so on, we were assured of the quality of the skills and candidates here and the longevity and, you know, that people like living in Kerry. It's one of those areas that has a great quality of life. People like living here. And if people can attach themselves to something with a career path in the area, that's really attractive. So all of that was what attracted us here.
Yeah, you've roles open, as you mentioned, front-facing customer service, data privacy specialist, HR people, account managers, financial accountants, customer service as well, people dealing with, I suppose, patients as well. So all of those sort of roles are open up. You've obviously got multi-functions, Eileen. I know you deal with a lot of companies in the US. You have a lot of clients. You probably would have the HSE as a client as well.
Yeah, we're one of the partners the HSE works with, indeed.
Yeah, one of the roles you do is it trying to get around that problem, just to put it practically in people's minds, of the issue of people, you know, not turning up for appointments or missing their schedules or, you know, not knowing exactly when to go, trying to make sure that flows smoother to benefit the health service.
That's absolutely it, you know, just looking at that whole experience and helping people to optimize it from the administrative side, but also from the patient side.
Okay, brilliant stuff. Was a factor in your decision to come to Tralee as well? I suppose because you could have located, I'd imagine, anywhere in terms of the technology that's available now, but I know you got support from Enterprise Ireland, but a factor, the quality of life maybe on offer for people who come to live in Tralee, live in Kerry, was that a factor of it?
Yes. Oh, yes, indeed. You know, we've heard great things, and of our people who are located here, the quality of life around Tralee and Kerry in general is recognised as being excellent within the country.
Eileen, finally, is there a time frame for when you hope to have those positions filled? All going well, obviously.
all going well, I think over the next, I would imagine it'll, over the next 2 years, we'll build up to that 280 mark. It may be faster than that. I think it'll depend on, you know, the growth and so on. But we obviously want to do it in a sustainable way as well.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, Eileen, congratulations. And thanks very much for taking time to talk to me about it. And good luck with the launch this morning.
An absolute pleasure. Thank you very much.
There you go. That's Eileen Payne there, who is Chief Operating Officer with Relate Care, that company creating 280 jobs coming in this morning, and in Tralee, in the Munster Technological University campus and the Innovation Hub there. Really, really good news. High quality jobs that are here, I'd imagine, for the long term. We'll talk a bit more about this a little bit later on the programme. But amidst all the doom and gloom of inflation and talks of recession, good to have an announcement like this. And it's a stamp of approval to the county and to Tralee in particular, that it's a place, an international company which is in expansion mode, will choose to locate and choose to hire people and choose to base such a big part of its operation in. Liz Shannon, of course, from Castle Island, she's chair of the group which owns Relate Care, Arcus, which includes the other company of Rigney Dolphin. They recently appointed healthcare and life sciences expert Liz Shannon, who we've had on the programme many times from Castle Island, as its chairperson. So there's a Kerry link to the wider group as well, the Arcus group, which is the holding group for Relate Care. And there you go. And look at that. Good boost as well for Cork Aguin and the Gaeltacht to expand its Irish-speaking employee base. One of the reasons why they're located in Tralee, being close to there to provide the services that they need in the language that they need to some of their Irish clients. So that's all part of it, all working together. And the proposition was right for the company, which is really, really good news. Returning to the good news story about Kerry and about Tralee, 280 high quality jobs coming via Relate Care, a healthcare consultancy and outsourcing company based in the Kerry Technology Innovation Park in Tralee on the campus of MTU. Those jobs being announced and being officially opened, the office in Tralee being officially opened by Taoiseach Micheál Martin around about an hour from now. With me on the line, I've got Colette O'Connor, who's Chief Executive of Tralee Chamber Alliance, to talk about this. Colette, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Not too bad. Obviously delighted. Good news for Tralee and for the county this morning.
Gosh, it's fantastic. I don't know how many other towns in the country are waking up this morning that wouldn't love to be hearing this 280 new jobs. It's absolutely fantastic, and couldn't come at a better time, I suppose, Jerry, really.
Yeah, no, they have a lot of jobs in different areas. They have customer service, patient scheduling representatives, part-time and reporting analysts, data privacy specialists, HR people, accounts managers, financial controllers, and all of those things. So lots of different roles for lots of different prospective people to either get jobs who are from Tralee or from Kerry or come here to live and work, Colette.
Yeah, there's already significant interest from across the country, like really, I suppose. And like the great thing with Relate Care is that they're going to be offering the hybrid working scenario. So you'll have a mix of on-site employees, and you'll also have the remote work as well. So that's a huge selling point. And I mean, look, Tralee, sure, it's a fantastic place. I mean, if you even look like last week, you had Kerry Group celebrating 50 years just to show you what can be achieved in this part of the country. And then you've got world-class beaches, you have the best of retail, you have a fantastic offering here in North Kerry, and Relate Care now setting up here, that just goes to show what's there. And look, I have to pay tribute especially to my predecessor, Ken Tobin. Ken, former CEO of the Chamber, he and his business partner, Tom O'Leary, in HQ Kerry, they were instrumental in bringing this to fruition in Tralee, so great work by the lads there. And I know a lot of other local businesses would have been involved as well. Caroline Reedy, Shane Walsh and Patrick McGillicuddy all played a part in getting this over the line. There were other towns being looked at. I know Kilkenny was a strong contender, so we're absolutely delighted to have this now in Tralee.
Yeah, and like I said, a vote of confidence, and it may well, obviously 280 jobs means a lot more jobs allied to that in terms of the local economy, but it kind of raises the profile of the centre and could lead to more announcements, more companies taking a look at Tralee as a result, Colette.
Absolutely. And look, there are a number of other conversations going on in the background between ourselves and Kerry County Council and in recent months. So we would anticipate there'd be further announcements in the coming 12 months. But this is fantastic. Look, in Tralee, I mean, the medical sector in Tralee, medical is the largest employer in the area. I'm not sure if people are aware of that, but it's a huge vote of confidence, and the services in MTU are critical to that growth in Tralee, and Tralee is a university town. So look, we're just absolutely delighted, Jerry.
Yeah, and it's the right mix of everything, even the aspect, I suppose, of the proximity to a Gaeltacht as well for what relate care need on that side of their business.
That's right.
Too.
Yeah, they will be actually recruiting some Gaeltacht speakers there from Corcoraine, like if you think about that area. And that's very important, because I suppose the Irish language can be overlooked at times, but it's great to see that. I was particularly interested to see that announcement as part of it. So that's fantastic, because you do have a large Irish-speaking community in the county of Kerry and across various parts of Ireland. So that's a particularly, you know, positive part of the story too.
Certainly is, Colette. And from there, look, I know there's an open day today from 1 to 2:30 in the Innovation Building out there. You'd encourage everyone to get involved, everyone who's curious, everyone who wants to try and see about these jobs to head along.
Oh, absolutely. Get up there, because, as I said already, there's already very strong interest across all parts of the country in terms of the, what's available up there. So first come, first served, get up there, have a look around, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, it certainly is. Well, Colette, look, thanks very much for talking to us in the programme, and thanks for giving us your take on that. That's the view of Tralee Chamber Alliance. All very happy this morning. Colette O'Connor, Chief Executive of them, talking about the positivity, what this may lead to further down the line.